This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The United States is promising to continue to help evacuate Americans and vulnerable Afghans from Kabul up until the very end. This despite ongoing threats to the airport, including an overnight rocket attack claimed by Islamic State's Afghan branch. Pentagon officials Monday said they had no intention of stopping what is being described as the largest airlift by the U.S. military, even as the August 31st deadline quickly approaches. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Hamid Karzai International Airport will remain open and operational through the final flights. The White House and Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated. That includes more than 5,000 Americans that have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan earlier in August. Officials said another 1,200 or so people flew out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights over the past 24 hours. The rockets from the Islamic State affiliate did not halt the steady stream of U.S. military C-17 cargo jets taking off and landing at the airport. This comes days after Afghanistan's IS affiliate launched a devastating suicide bombing Thursday at one of the airport gates that killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. The U.S. military is also investigating reports of civilian casualties that after it conducted an airstrike Sunday that it said eliminated an imminent